From Samford University, this is Around the Diamond with head baseball coach Casey Dunn. An inside look at Samford Bulldog Baseball. Now with Coach Dunn, here's host Riley Hubbard.
Thank you for joining us this week on Around the Diamond. I'm joined by the head coach of Samford University Baseball Bulldogs, Coach Casey Dunn. Coach Dunn, thank you so much for joining us this week to preview Xavier.
Thank you, Riley. Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, well, we're going to preview the first home series of the season against Xavier in just a bit. But first, we'll very quickly go over the series that you guys had at South Florida. Samford was able to take one game out of three in Tampa, so obviously not exactly what you wanted, but what are some positives that you can take out of the road trip?
Well, I think the first thing is we played a really quality opponent. South Florida is going to be a really good club. They had a big win against top five ranked Florida on Tuesday night after we left Tampa, so I think it's a good team. I think our guys competed really well against them, so I like the competitive nature of this team, and I thought we had some young guys that threw the ball well, so it was encouraging.
Yeah, well, it was obviously an encouraging series for you, like you said. But now on to this weekend series. How do you feel about the way that your team matches up against Xavier? Xavier is a team that was just swept by North Carolina and Chapel Hill this past weekend.
Well, I think it's tough to gauge them because of who they played last weekend. You know, they played a team that more than likely has a great shot of being in Omaha this year and is a top 10 type of club, I think. So kind of a tough gauge for them opening weekend. But it's a team that has some quality pitching. They'll bring a guy in here today in Connor Grahams that's a, you know, a mid to upper 90s arm that is supposed to be a really high draft pick come June. So their pitching is going to pose a challenge to our offense. So we're going to have to make some adjustments for last week. It's been a challenging week here due to the weather from a practice standpoint. So as we get back outdoors, hopefully this weekend, you know, our hitters are going to be in for a good test.
Yep. Well, before the series starts, obviously weather looks like it's kind of up in the air. What is the latest weather update that you have for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's games?
Well, hopefully today being Friday, Riley, that we're going to catch a break later in the day. Obviously, we're getting a good bit of rain this morning, but we hope for a break later on, and we're going to reevaluate that after lunchtime today. And then tomorrow, the weather looks okay in the morning before possibly intensifying later in the day, and then I think Sunday's going to be great. So worst-case scenario, I think we can play two games Sunday afternoon. Right. The challenge looks like it's going to be getting in one game between today and tomorrow.
Right. Well, hey, Mother Nature doesn't always work with you, but we'll try to get in the three-game set any way that we can. Back to the starters for you. Last weekend, Sam Strickland was game one starter, Jesse McCord in game two, and then Zach Kester really pitched a solid game for you in game three. Do you see any changes coming to your starting lineup or your starting pitchers this week, rather?
Not this weekend, you know, and probably not for the next couple weeks. And hopefully maybe not, you know, as we get into conference play. But, you know, I definitely think we want to give it a couple weeks to kind of evaluate the way the rotation is set right now.
Yep. And also the bullpen was actually a highlight in the series against South Florida, you know, Connor Radcliffe, Luke Corbin, Stephen Jones, Billy Krieger, Eric Sotil, Carson Cooper, where they all turned in scoreless outings, rather. There's a word. Scoreless outings for you. That was really a highlight. You know, how much confidence do you have in your bullpen, and what's the strategy going to look like in the bullpen this week?
Well, I think, you know, we went into last weekend trying to get the ball to Stephen Jones and Connor Radcliffe on the back end of the game. Right. And the game we did that, they both threw two scoreless innings, and we got a win. So I think the formula that we intend to use is to get the balls to those two guys late. We'd love to do that multiple times a weekend instead of just once. But pleased with how they finished. And again, man, as you mentioned, we had several guys that did a nice job out of the pen force.
Right. Well, do you feel like your lineup needs to be tweaked a little bit, or are you pretty confident with the guys that you threw out there for your club last weekend? You know, is there anybody who caught your eye in practice this week that made you rethink your strategy, or are you pretty set in stone over, you know, what your lineup looks like?
No, I think we have a couple guys that you know, obviously did not perform last weekend, and we've got some other guys that didn't get the opportunity. You know, Sam Teague will get a crack at it today against the right-handed pitcher in center field. You know, Max and Connor both struggled a little bit last weekend, and Sam's a guy that's got some experience, so we'll give him a shot at it today. You know, Ryan Crockett's someone that really swung the bat good toward the back end of the inner squads leading into the season that hasn't gotten at bats yet. So, you know, I've got to make it a priority to get Ryan an opportunity this week. He's someone that has helped us in the past and has the ability, I think, to help us this year. So those are two guys that I know we've got to try to get some at-bats for, just to give them an opportunity until some of these other guys catch on.
Yeah, well, having too many talented hitters is definitely a good problem to have for your club.
Well, you hope you have too many good ones, Riley. You know, if you look at our stats from last weekend, we're still trying to find nine of them. But I do, we think we have some options, and we just got to get those guys in there to give their opportunities. And you hope that guys can claim that spot and run with it.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. Good luck in the series against Xavier. That's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right here at Joe Lee Griffin Field.
Riley, we appreciate it, and hopefully the weather cooperate, and we can see a lot of folks out here this weekend.
Yes, sir. Well, remember that Around the Diamond with Sanford head baseball coach Casey Dunn comes out before every weekend series home or away this season, so be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Thank you for joining us this week, and we will see you next time on Around the Diamond.
This has been Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. For additional coverage of Samford baseball, visit us online at samfordsports.com/baseball. Around the Diamond is a presentation of Samford University Athletics.